This is Lieutenant Greg Hayes, Staines Public Information Officer for the Oregon State Police. This flashlight is regarding to a news release put out on the evening of Monday, February 9th, regarding misguided and phony Amber Alert text messages that are starting to be received again. For the third time in less than a year, Oregon State Police is receiving reports of a false Amber Alert text message being received by some people on their cell phones. Today's message is similar to those reported in April and July of 2008, and it's also similar to a hoax text message that was reported in Utah today. There are no active Amber Alerts in Oregon at this time. Earlier today, the information had been received from the U.S. Department of Justice advising about a text message that was being received on cell phones with a message about a 7-year-old girl kidnapped in a silver vehicle displaying unknown state license plate 72B381. And that earlier information indicated it may have been out of Arizona or Idaho, and the U.S. Department of Justice checked with both states. They confirmed they did not have an active Amber Alert, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children also was contacted and advised the same. And at this time, it appears the message is a hoax. And the problem with these messages is that because there are no active Amber Alerts in Oregon, it can bring into question the integrity of the program. And because it is similar to others, it's important that people understand that this information, since it's beginning to spread again, and it's unlike a real Amber Alert, which comes from an official source where it provides initial notification, updates, and a cancellation. An Amber Alert from unknown sources could lead to a delayed response from the public and jeopardize integrity of the entire Amber Alert plan. Forwarding text messages can circulate indefinitely without a cancellation, so please don't forward these messages if you receive something similar without knowing it is a confirmed Amber Alert. And if you do receive such a message or email about an Amber Alert and you want to confirm it, first thing you should do is check with your local TV station on the television or check online at www.oregonamberalert.com. And if you're in a vehicle, look for highway signs that could be activated and listen to your radio. So this is the latest example of similar misguided and even fake Amber Alerts that are being reported around the country. And many of these circulate by text message, so please don't forward these unless you absolutely have confirmed that it is an actual Amber Alert. Thank you.